American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Federal Judge Eileen Cannon dismissing the case against former President Donald Trump involving his retention of classified documents after leaving office in 2021. Kentucky Congressman James Comer spoke about the decision.
All these cases that I considered legal warfare against Donald Trump are falling to the side, and the American people can focus now on electing the next leader of the free world.
Former President Donald Trump surviving an assassination attempt at a rally in Pennsylvania Saturday. One person died during the attack, and two more were injured. Alexis McAdams was in attendance covering the event. She's reporting from Milwaukee.
We heard those pops that ended up being gunfire, the excitement quickly turning into panic as people tried to take cover, and that gunman up on a nearby roof was taken out by Secret Service. It's still hard to believe this all played out. For the first time since the attempted assassination there in Pennsylvania, we're hearing this morning from the director of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, calling this a senseless act of violence in a statement, saying in part, in addition to the additional security enhancements we provided former President Trump's detail in June, we have also implemented changes to his security detail since Saturday to ensure his continued protection for the convention and the remainder of the campaign.
Florida Congressman Byron Donalds weighs in on the need to figure out what the Secret Service did wrong.
It's not going to be good enough just to accept the responsibility and we'll do better. As far as I'm concerned, we need the names of which agents were doing the advance work, who spotted what. What are the timelines to really get to what happened here so you can truly make sure something like this doesn't occur again.
Texas Congressman and Army combat veteran Wesley Hunt says President Trump displayed tremendous courage during the incident.
As an Apache pilot flying in combat, I've been shot at before. The courage under fire that we saw from President Trump is absolutely unprecedented. He gets shot, and the first thing he wants to do is get his shoes back on, tell the world to continue to fight for this cause, and walk off that stage with dignity. So that's the same guy that I am sure is going to be back at a rally in no time.
The Republican National Convention kicking off today in Milwaukee, days after that attempted assassination. RNC Chair Michael Whatley is calling for political unity.
You can't have an event like Saturday, a shooting like we had, without causing everybody to stop and take stock of where we are as a country. And it really does come down to unity. You know, Donald Trump has unified the Republican Party stronger than anybody we've seen in decades.
The Republican Party is becoming notably less conservative and less Christian in its new stance, the first policy change the GOP's made since 2016. Bronson Woodruff has more.
We've recently reported on AFN about the Republican National Committee's newly adopted party platform. Various analysts AFN has talked with shared their observations on the changes. It now mentions God only twice, as opposed to 15 times in the previous RNC platform. It's more lenient toward abortions, making this the first time since 1984 the platform has not called for a national ban on abortion. It also mentions the sanctity of marriage, but it does not define what marriage is. Linda Harvey is president of Mission America.
Well, I recently wrote an article about the need to continue to stand strong against all of the behaviors in the LGBTQ, quote unquote, movement, including homosexuality. And it really comes up now when you see what the RNC supposedly may be going down the path of not saying anything about standing against same-sex so-called marriage.
She said we need to continue to stand against that.
Homosexuality is very destructive in people's lives, and we definitely should not be holding it up as an acceptable option to our children.
But she said she's afraid that there's a divide going on, and the RNC platform exemplifies this, that people now on the conservative side are willing to accommodate same-sex attractions and behavior, but still stand strong against teaching gender compromise to our children. Harvey concluded by saying we need to take the biblical position to stand strong against all of it. I'm Bronson Woodruff.
U.S. stocks are rising toward records today as Wall Street's momentum keeps driving it upward. More news online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.